no, 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 no. That's not going to happen to you. It's not going to happen to you. In fact, there's someone here, I think you're 36 years old, and you feel like... this may be all 36-year-olds. But you felt like you were losing your mind. I mean, it's a serious thing that was moving upon you. And the Lord wants you to know that it is a myth. It is a lie that has been inserted into your consciousness by hell itself. You are not going to crash. You're not going to burn. You're coming out of this thing.
Whoa!
You're coming out of this thing. And the light of God, there's a mission. There's prophetic words. Why could the Apostle Paul shake off the viper into the fire with confidence? Because he knew it had been spoken over him that he was going to Rome. There's too many things yet that have been spoken over your life. And if they haven't been, they will be this weekend. Things are going to be spoken over you. They're going to be demarcations, defining moments in your life where you're going to say, you know what? I'm not dying. I'm not going crazy. I got stuff I need to do yet. There's a mission, there's a destiny. Some of you have given up though. You thought, you know, and you've made it, you've spiritualized it. You've said, well, I've really lived a good life and I've received a lot from the Lord, so I'm ready to go on. Some of you have literally agreed with demonic inserts into your life. Don't agree with them. Agree with what God has spoken over your life. And hold on to your whole life saying, Lord, you said these things over my life, Lord. And that's why it says in Timothy, you're to war with the prophetic words. You wage a war with the words saying, Lord, you said these things over me. I'm holding you to it, God. And so I just prophesy over this group right now. I declare over you to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. But you're not growing weaker. You're not growing weaker. You're not growing dimmer. You're getting brighter and brighter. And may the day come that when you finally pass from this life into the next life, that you'll be able to say what Paul said. You'll say, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, and I kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me this crown of righteousness. You will gladly move into that next realm with the sense I've done what God called me to do. Right now, Lord, I just pray for this group that there would be a strength and a boldness that would come upon them. To move into this next phase of life. And Lord, can we be as bold to say that may this group be a seed for a move of God coming out of this country into the nations of the world, Lord. Like firebrands, Lord, put them in your bow and shoot them to the nations, Lord. Oh. And for your children and your children's children, God will be faithful. God will bring them back. We declare it. We speak light into darkness. They are returning. They will get the seed of revival in their own hearts, and we bless them right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
Just lay a gentle hand on the person next to you. Don't touch their head. Just kind of their shoulder, their hand, something like that. We don't want to distract them. And just say something like, I speak light in darkness. I speak light. Just prophesy over them. We speak light in darkness in the name of Jesus. We break fear off in the name of the Lord. Hopelessness, we break it off in the name of the Lord.
Whoa!
Do we have like a victory kind of a upbeat song that's gonna really, let's do that.
Whoa. Forward to see you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Drive home safely, and Steve is going to behind there to sign the paper, to sign the books if you want to buy some of his books. And John Paul Jackson's books are behind there as well too. Bless you. Looking forward to see you tomorrow. Spread the word and bless you. Thank you, worship team. Bless you guys.